Hi, it's Camila Salvagno. This is the fourth part of my oral history with Mayor Kamal Johnson. We are here at City Hall in Hudson, New York, and this interview is part of the Oral History Summer School program. And I am pleased to be here with Mayor Johnson. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, thanks for having me. Mayor Kamal Johnson, City of Hudson.
In a previous oral history of yours, you talked about the importance of sharing information and making sure that what you are working on as an elected official is reaching constituents, people who are busy, people who are tied up caring for their families, etc. Why is it so important to make sure that even constituents who may not be able to attend a hearing or be present for one of your speeches, why is it so important to ensure that your message and also the results of what you're delivering on reach them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's incredibly important, and that's how people know if they're being represented the right way. And I really want people to watch the last budget hearing. I believe it's the 2025 budget hearing. It's on YouTube, on the City of Hudson YouTube page, and see for yourself that a lot of what you hear is not just opinions or, you know, us trying to create a narrative. It's related in facts, and, you know, there's real votes that happen and real decisions that are being made, and it's important to see that in real time and decide for yourself if that's how you want to be represented.
And if someone were to tune in, what would they hear?
I mean, they would hear, you know, me really defending the youth center and defending the facts that we should not be charging families who live literally a block away from our boundaries, who kids have grown up in the youth center, now that, you know, they were gentrified out. We shouldn't be looking, you know, to higher the cost of living for those families just for their kids to have a safe place to interact with other kids and adults. That's something that we should be providing, and we should be proud that we're providing.
I think you bring up a really important consequence of gentrification and displacement, because some people, from my understanding, are also coming from other counties over here to Hudson proper because they were pushed out. And so you're not only serving families and kids in Hudson proper, but also the surrounding areas.
Yes, correct. And, you know, there's also a lot of kids that are homeless. Right now, 7% of our Hudson City School District kids are deemed homeless. So we have a lot of kids that when we're providing transportation, a lot of times we're going to hotels outside of the city to drop and pick up kids. And, you know, should we now charge those kids? And, you know, it's not right. We should be giving kids every opportunity to succeed.